This is Danielle Jaworzyńska with the BBC News. Hello. President Trump says he's had a very productive phone conversation with Vladimir Putin as he renews his efforts to bring an end to Russia's war against Ukraine. Mr. Trump said he believed great progress had been made. Both the Kremlin and the White House say aides will meet next week and then possibly a summit of the two leaders in Budapest. From Washington, here's our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman.
The US president has shown increasing irritation of late with Mr. Putin, toying with the idea of allowing Ukraine to have US-made Tomahawk missiles, which could strike deep into Russia. The Kremlin said Mr. Putin warned Mr. Trump on the call that such a move would harm US-Russia ties. But it is still likely to be a key request of the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, when he visits the White House on Friday, 8 months after Mr. Trump re-established relations with Moscow, demanding an immediate ceasefire, which the Kremlin has rejected.
President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been indicted on criminal charges. They relate to the alleged mishandling of classified information and involve 18 counts of either transmission or unlawful retention of national defence information. Mr. Bolton's lawyer denies wrongdoing. The details from Nomia Iqbal.
John Bolton is accused of 8 counts of unlawfully transmitting national defence information and 10 counts of retaining classified information under the Espionage Act. Each charge carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. He is now the third critic of the president to be indicted in the past month, along with the former FBI director James Comey and the New York Attorney General Letitia James, sparking accusations Mr. Trump is using his Justice Department to go after his political opponents.
A US federal appeals court has rejected a request by the Trump administration to overturn a ruling that blocked the deployment of the National Guard to Chicago. The panel agreed unanimously that the administration had provided insufficient evidence to justify such deployments. Israeli officials say a Turkish team of rescue personnel with heavy equipment won't be allowed to enter Gaza to help recover the bodies of the remaining dead hostages. Here's Sebastian Usher.
There appears to be a general acceptance by the US and other mediators that recovering the remaining bodies of dead hostages in Gaza is likely to be a slow and difficult process, and that the issue should not be allowed to endanger the ceasefire. But although Israeli officials also seem to accept that outside help and specialised equipment will be needed, the latest reports in the Israeli media suggest that the government believes that Hamas could find and recover more than the 9 hostages it's so far returned. But Israeli officials are reported to be prepared to allow more time for Washington to apply more pressure on Hamas.
BBC News. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says a ban on fans of the Israel football team Maccabi Tel Aviv attending a European match at Aston Villa is wrong. Birmingham's Safety Advisory Group issued the ruling after considering recent clashes at sporting events. The Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif says Islamabad is ready to hold talks with Afghanistan to resolve their conflict, but the ball is in Kabul's court. His comments came a day after a 48-hour ceasefire was declared following deadly clashes between the two sides. There's been no immediate response to Mr. Sharif's remarks from Kabul. The prestigious British music award, the Mercury Prize, has been won by Sam Fender for his album People Watching. The prize recognises the best album released each year by artists from the United Kingdom or Ireland. It was something of a homecoming for the singer, as he grew up close to the Newcastle Arena where the prize ceremony took place. Speaking to the BBC, Sam Fender expressed delight that the ceremony had been held near Newcastle.
We couldn't think of a better place to win it, but we genuinely were like, there's no way we're going to win this. And normally if you've got a half in England that you might win, you'd maybe prepare something to say. But we genuinely were like, there's no way we're winning, so I didn't prepare anything. And then I was standing on stage so nervous that I was doing an Elvis leg the whole time, all shook up. And I'm still in shock, to be honest with you.
A senior figure behind the 2026 Football World Cup has dismissed concerns that President Trump could move matches from Democrat-run cities he views as opposed to his immigration and crime initiatives. Last month, Mr. Trump said that he would consider taking games from San Francisco and Seattle. But John Kristic, who led the successful joint bid by Canada, Mexico and the United States to host football's showpiece event, said planning had been underway for a decade and tickets were already on the market. BBC News.